KUSF DJs. They'll be incognito. If they spot you, they'll hunt you down and give you instructions on how to win your very special prizes.
And also later this afternoon, we'll be giving away tickets for Bohemian Love Jones and Deborah Ayal at DNA Lounge this week. Stay tuned and listen on how you can win those. And should we listen to Ed
Brown? No, we're not going to go to the stage yet. We're going to wait till the next. I guess.
Okay, so let's talk some more.
Ed Brown and Country Express is coming on. I'd like to remind you that all this is being done free of charge. We're a nonprofit organization. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution to help support this kind of programming, you can send your tax-deductible contribution to KUSF FM, 2130 Fulton Street, San Francisco 94117. And, of course, all donations are appreciated. Later on in the afternoon, we'll have Ted Cousins out on the floor. Ted, are you out there now somewhere? I guess he's not. Ted has got a live remote mic. He'll be out in the crowd interviewing people. I think he's actually backstage now getting ready for an interview with Fields Laughing. And we'll be bringing you that in just moments.
And remember, we don't have a request line today, but we still want to hear from you, and we still want to talk to you. And as David said before, we're on the corner of Folsom and Juniper, so come by and visit.
Some other things happening at the fair. If you go all the way down to the opposite end of Folsom Street, down by 7th Street, there is a booth for DJ dancing. And there are a bunch of DJs playing down there this afternoon. They'll be rotating in 45-minute shifts.
And those people are rocking.
And they are rocking, and there are people out there dancing already. There's lots of food. There's lots of barbecue. There's all kinds of things to drink. There's some interesting booths between here and 7th Street. At 10th and Folsom, there's a corral booth. It's the California Abortion Rights Action League. If you'd like to vote no on Bork, the man who's being nominated for the Supreme Court, you can do that there. There's also the Gay Fathers of San Francisco, and they provide support for gay fathers and other gay men in child nurturing positions.
Kids Information Booth, selling posters by Laurel Burke. All proceeds are going to the San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
And that's at the corner of Dory and Folsom. Okay, we're going to go live right now with Ted Cousins backstage with Fields Laughing. Take it away, Ted.
Okay, I'm right here. We are backstage with Bennett and Jay from Fields Laughing. Guys, great, great set. Really enjoyed your music today.
We enjoyed it, too. Kind of hard to rock at this early in the morning, but as the day gets going, people will start to warm up more.
Well, you know, most of us are night people in this area. Really sorry that you got cut off for that last thing. Do you have your drumsticks? You want to put that together right now?
I was just going to do a little beatbox jamming, you know. Well, I think when we were on stage and we saw it coming, I mean, we were looking out there, we were playing, we knew we were tight. The audience was screaming, and then, you know, something happened. But you know what? It was just flashing through my mind, we're a rock and roll band, we're going to rock. And that's how I felt it. And here at the back in the lot.
All right, we're going to go back to the bass.
Thank you.
Okay, are we back? I guess they're having some trouble with their microphones over there.
I can't hear anything.
Nothing at all. Okay, let's go back and tell you what else is happening down the street today. At the corner of 9th and Folsom, the Eureka Theater Company has a pamphlet available for all the upcoming events of what they're putting on. Very interesting stuff from Eureka Theater. There's also the Kids Emergency Fund that provides critical financial assistance for people with AIDS.
Also on 8th and Folsom, there's a crime prevention booth. Information pamphlet available on safety, so stop by there if you
want. And plenty of peace officers, I might add, on the street to assist you if you have any questions about how the police operate and what you'd like to know all about our peace officers here in San Francisco.
You're listening to 90.3, by the way. I'm not too sure if we've mentioned that yet. But
KUSF San Francisco. What else is going on, Judy? Down the block here. We're at Roush and Folsom now.
Okay, Parks and Wildlife Initiative. Stop by there if you want to. What is it, to get involved with Parks and Wildlife or to find out more about it?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to stop by there, too, and find out about that. The Shanty Project, provides support services for people with AIDS. That's very beneficial. You should stop by there. On 8th and Folsom, 5 PSA Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Adopt a Kitten.
Oh, that's great. They usually have that. They'll have little kitties, and you can go and adopt one if you'd like. Okay, fine. 9th and Folsom, there's the 18th Street Services for Drug and Alcohol Counseling for gay men. There'll be a raffle for a Peugeot bicycle as well. And also down at 9th and Folsom is Samba. That's the South of Market Business Association, and they are selling T-shirts. Okay, right now we're going to go to a bit of Typhoon, who we taped, who were on a little bit before Fields Laughing. So let's go hear a little bit of what Typhoon sounded like about an hour ago right here on Folsom Street. KUSF San Francisco.
That has been known to perform with live pigs on stage. A stage covered with dangling hot dogs or in Maoist uniforms. They're sort of a party band. Intriguing imagery for an all-woman band, wouldn't you say? Please welcome Typhoon.
Staring at the ceiling, Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
We've been listening to Typhoon recorded a little while ago here at the Folsom Street Fair. I'm David Basson. I'm with Judy Asman. You there, Judy?
I'm right here.
Okay, good. On stage now is Ed Brown and the Country Express. So let's go to the Folsom Street stage on the corner of 11th and Folsom, KUSF San Francisco, the live Folsom Street Fair, 4th Annual Fair, Ed Brown and the Country Express.
I walked holding both my shoes. Counting days since I've been gone. I'd love to see the lights of home. Wasted time and money too. On the youth and search of truth. In the end I had to lose. Lord above, I paid my dues. Got the Highway 40 blues. The highway called when I was young. Told me lots of things to come. Fortune lies ahead. That's what the billboard lights have said. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. I'm still with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been holding you. Got the Highway 40 blues. Boy, can't use Dixieland to sure miss you. Got the Highway 40 blues. Son of a gun. Thank you. We appreciate that. We hope everybody gets on down here and yells and dances and whatever else you want to do. All right.
Yeah, here's a Gene Watson song, a little thing called Memories to Burn. Been getting under my skin. I hope I don't have to say there she goes again. Please don't be another lesson I'll have to learn. I've got memories to burn. Please don't make me have to think about you when you're gone. I had enough to think about before you came along. You're just making memories, you'll have to wait your turn. I've got memories to burn. Oh, tear it up. Plan on writing to me after you're gone. Just address your memory to whom it may concern. I've got memories to burn, yeah. Please don't make me have to think about you when you're gone. I had enough to think about before you came along. You're just making memories, you'll have to wait your turn. I've got memories to burn, yeah. Well, if you're making memories, you'll have to wait your turn. I've got memories to burn. Thank you. We appreciate that. We got a little technical difficulty here, and now we got it fixed, I think, almost. Just like that. How about that? Right on. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to get the... How's that sound? Are we ready? Hi. All right. Just pretend there's a fiddle up here, all right? Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming till I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, so I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Hey, Scott. Thank you. remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. To slow it down. Do a rodeo song. All right. The county fairs, Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along. Pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is on my mind. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We're going to speed it up once more right here. Little thing called They Call Me the Breed. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Under the X in Texas, the Texas Swing, E. Edward,
swing. Hit a little Texas Swing thing, y'all. Called Under the X in. I don't see nobody dancing. How come? Yeah. But I'm sitting here with a map. All laid out on my lap. There's not too many places that I ain't been. Yeah, all right. But the one place I love best, hey Lord, it's spread all over the West. And I'm trying to figure out how to get back home again. But I wish I was sitting right under the X in Texas. Right in the heart. In Texas,
gets the most, the hills out west or the southern coast, are being where a man can see for miles and miles. Well, those East Texas hills with their tall pine trees, or the great steak plains with the prairie breeze. Maybe I'm lonesome to see a Texas smile. Well, I wish I was sitting right under the X in Texas, right in the heart of where my heart must be. No matter where I roam, I never feel at home except in Texas. Under the X in Texas is the only place for me. Well, I ain't got nothing against the rest, but why settle for less when you know the best? Under the X in Texas is the only place for me.
You're listening to KUSF San Francisco.
Maybe two more if we rush them.
We're broadcasting live from the 4th annual Folsom Street Fair. You're listening to Ed Brown and the Country Express. We'll be back shortly.
You have. Thank you. On the road again, once more.
One verse, on the road again, we quit.
Yeah. One, two, three, four. Yeah. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm proclaiming that I'm Lumberton, my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places where I've never been.
seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keeps turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I've living in is a thunder with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. Then let the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on that road again. With my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. Well, I can't wait to get on the road again. I just can't wait to get on that road again.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
One, two. All right, we're back now. KUSF San Francisco, that was Ed Brown and Country Express. We're broadcasting live from the Folsom Street Fair. Good afternoon. I'm David Basson.
And I'm Judy Asman, and today we're on the road again also, and we're broadcasting live from the Folsom Street Fair.
Coming up next, we have Margot Gomez, a comedian, I should say, and then the Blazing Redheads. We'll have an interview with the Blazing Redheads coming up as well. Why don't we tell some of the people what's going on out here today, Judy? What's happening on this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
I'm wearing a t-shirt, and you're wearing one, too. No, actually, I want to hear about Mr. Pfister. Phil Slash was teasing me about Mr. Pfister this morning, and I'm really curious. Has he showed up yet?
I don't think so. No, maybe you'll have Phil go out and do an interview with Mr. Pfister, and we'll do that a little later on. We've got tickets to give away also, and we'd like to make some notes here that if you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution to KUSF, or if you'd like to involve yourself in some underwriting, which is always a good way to bring some money into the station, support the live kind of broadcast we do, you can make a tax-deductible donation to KUSF San Francisco, 2130 Fulton Street, San Francisco, 94117. We'll be reading you the address later on.
And right now, let's go to Margot Gomez, who will be doing a live 10-minute comedy act. Let's hear it from her.
Watch that, Jim.
Are we going to stage? I guess we're not going to stage. Coming up after Margot Gomez, the Blazing Redheads, Sista Boom, Miss Kitty and the Psycho Souls, Danny Williams, the Flips, Lauren Carter, the Precision Drill and Whip Team, and Tom Amino, and finally closing the afternoon out on the stage here at Juniper, or actually 11th and Folsom, is Zulu Spear. And that'll be later on this afternoon about 5 o'clock.
And right now we have a pair of tickets to give away to see Bohemian Love Jones this Friday, September 25th. Show starts at 10:30 p.m., 21 and over, please. All you have to do is be the first person to show up to the KUSF merchandise table on Folsom Street between 8th and 9th and say, KUSF is hell on wheels. Once again, that's KUSF is hell on wheels. So be the first and win.
Okay, are we ready now? We're going to go to the stage for Margot Gomez.
Radio Shack concert tape. Because they're a great company, they call all their equipment realistic. Oh, yeah, that looks just like a record player. Hey, a lot of nice haircuts on Folsom Street, wouldn't you say? I did my hair. You know, I went to one of the New Wave hair salons. Kind of intimidating, chic. You have to know what to ask for. I want an appointment to have my hair matted. Big tangles and knots everywhere. Is it extra for no shampoo? Can you rub some dirt in it? I'm going to Soma. Well, I have some very exciting news, friends. I know that this is just an entertainment event. I hate to get political, but I need to tell you all that I've decided, yes, to run for mayor of San Francisco. I thank you very much, because I'm not one of the muchachos. I decided to throw my wig in the ring, and I know that I have a lot of controversial ideas, and it's going to upset some of you, but I got to do it. First of all, let me tell you something about myself. I'm a communist. I'm also a Jehovah's Witness. And I publish a magazine called Awake and Destroy. Now, when I become mayor, because I will become mayor, because I'm the cutest, the first thing I will do is I will replace the Board of Supervisors with mariachis. Thank you. And the official city theme song will change from I Left My Heart in San Francisco to La Bamba. Chévere. And then when I become mayor, you can park in a red zone if you have a really cool car. Because of asbestos contamination, when I become mayor, I'm going to transfer all the students from McAteer High School to Pier 39. And then I'm going to transfer the students, the tourists at Pier 39 to the stud. I will add a bar car to the Muni with special transportation drinks like the 24 Divisadero. Have a few of those and they kind of gang up on you. The 39 Coit, that's a stiff one. Ba-dum, boom. But seriously, folks, when I become mayor, I know there's a lot of controversy over the U.S. Missouri. A lot of people feel that it shouldn't be here. They're against home porting. Some people are for home porting. Well, when I become mayor, I'll find a compromise. The U.S. Missouri can stay in our bay, but we'll have to remove all the nuclear weapons, all the Navy personnel, completely gut it, and turn it into a piñata. Thank you both for me. When I become mayor of San Francisco, my first priority will be to the Mission District. A lot of people say that the Mission District is kind of funky, kind of nasty, but that's only because the Pope has been through. He kind of stunk it up. just kidding. But really, my friends, the Mission is a very well-kept neighborhood, much like a Swiss village. And when I become mayor, give me back that cord. Well, hold on a second. That's a Republican there. When I become mayor, we're going to start the Mission Recovery Project, and I'd like you all to take part in it. When you go through the Mission, look on the street for empty bottles, broken glass, pick it up carefully, put it in a bag, put it in the back of your car, and then later on, you know, about 3-4 in the morning, drive over to Pacific Heights, take out the garbage, throw it in the gutter, and it's really going to improve the Mission comparatively. Thank you. So please vote for me, or vote for somebody who knows what they're doing, and use bilingual election ballots. I'm really in favor of bilingual election ballots. You know, I can't tell you how much. I think it should go further. I think that voting should be a language lesson, so that even if your candidate doesn't win, you'll know how to say "¿Dónde está mi precinto?" And you can go to Spain or Mexico and say "Turn the page." And I think a lot of politicians who are against bilingual ballots and bilingual education and bilingual people, it's only because they've never had a good language lesson. And that's why they always show up in the Mission on Cinco de Mayo or Mexican Independence Day, and they're waving to the crowd, and everybody's going, "Stupido, idiota, puto," and they're thinking, "My, the people love me. Gracias, gracias todos." Finally, my friends, when I become mayor of San Francisco, I will bring more of the movie industry into San Francisco from Hollywood. And the person who gave me that idea is here today, and I'd like you to give a big welcome for Miss Filomena Pinta. Buenos dias, I'm Filomena Pinta. Mucho gusto. Very nice to be here. I'm Filomena Pinta, and I would like to make a lot of movies in San Francisco, and I would like to give you all a part in my movies. I have several different treatments I'd like to pitch to you right then, right now. The first movie, I would call it Mujer, which means woman, but we call it Mujer. And this would be the story set in the old country, Hispanica, which is a little island next to Caucasia. And it tells the story of a woman, a beautiful woman, vulnerable, pathos, I play it, and she's married to a dictator, and she falls in love with her Mary Kay representative. And then she decides, she gets all pissed off, and she decides to overthrow the patriarchy fascist thing and organize the first women's music and bullfighting festival. The second treatment I have is a movie called The Shroud of Turin 2. There's no Shroud of Turin 1, but two always does better than the one. So it's The Shroud of Turin 2. And this tells the story of my life. When I saw The Shroud of Turin when I was a teenager and I had my first period, there it was on my cortex. I wish I had it here tonight, but I gave it to the Pope. Mira! And the last movie I have in mind is West Side Story. Do you know that one, West Side Story? Well, this one is kind of updating the dinosaur. It's West Side Story, 1987. Sexy, tough, violent, and everybody's fighting for apartments. And because it's my idea, I will play all the parts, and it will go something like this. Robert, Michael.
Philomena, I used to be known as Maria, but using my own name will bring a lot of fame to me. Philomena, I always have such good ideas, like being in this film will win me a cable car nomination someday. Ah! Philomena, hey, what the fuck is going on? And there's music playing. Say it loud. Get the neighbors complaining. Philomena, I'll never stop saying. Can you hear me? Philomena, can you hear me? Okay. That's me, Philomena. I'm a sexy young PR. Puerto Rican. I don't mean public relations. I'm in Manhattan. I can hardly hear myself. I'm looking for a place to live. No. I'm homeless. Take that off. All I have is my purse and my chihuahua. I go to roommate referral. They can't help me. So I go to a cafe, and I see a bulletin board. It says, apartment available. Look for Tony at Studio 54. Wow. It's kind of like the South of Market, you know? Really trendy. Have you been to it? Yeah. Trendy people. Everybody wants to get in. They're desperate. Desperate, trendy. Kind of the same thing. But they can't get in because they don't have my style, my pantsuit, my wig. Right this way, Miss Pinta. Lots of tension in the disco. Lots of polarity. All the way on one side is the Jets. The Jets is a Wall Street gang. You know, white stockbrokers and dope. They like to rumble at sushi bars, terrorizing the clientele by hitting them in the face with their date books. Pakata, 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 pakata. Ah, super. Then, on the other side of the disco are my friends, Menudo. Menudo is a gang of Puerto Rican teenage boys who can really dance, but they can't fight. Pants too tight. I'm being pulled by two forces, the Jets and by Menudo. Hello, Papi, how are you? But the Jets are hunky, they have jobs. I start to go with them. But then Menudo calls me, I know, but I don't know what to do. I'm being pulled, I don't know why I came. I call out, Tony, Tony, Tony. And then Tony appears. Tony appears. He's so beautiful. He looks just like Bruce Willis. Hi, Tony. I'm Philomena. I love you. And what about the apartment?
Hey. Did I hear somebody say, apartment?
Hey, man, do you know what I do for an apartment?
Hey, man, I know what I do. I kill for an apartment.
Good idea. Let's do it. Hey, man, Tony, we know you got a place. The Jets and Menudo, we want to move in, okay? Oh, no? We'll show you. Date book. Ba, ba, ba. Ka, ba, ka, ka. Get away from Hing. Get away. You didn't have to kill him. Tony, you're so flat, like a quesadilla. Speak to me, please. What about the apartment? There's a place for rent. Okay, Danielle, you ready? Okay, well, thank you very much. The Blazing Redheads are just getting ready. I want to tell you, they're just about to set up, and I want to make one important pitch to you before I bring on the Redheads. And I do one more thing to fill time. But this pitch is very important, and this is why we're here. Besides having a good time, the reason that people work so hard to put this together is because it's going to and a real important cause. So please help this cause, the AIDS Emergency Fund and the South of Market Community Association. Donate. This is what makes the fair go on, and this is what makes our world go round. Look for the large seal drums or donate at the fountain or info booth. So please just take a little time out today to look for that while you're looking for something else too. Okay, and good luck to you, and I hope you all meet the date of your dreams. I am going to be performing at the Bay Brick this Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. It's a $2 show, so it's practically a street fair. So please come by, 9 o'clock this Wednesday. I'll also be at the Holy City Zoo on Clement Street on Friday and Saturday night. I'd like to wrap it up now. I'd like to have Danielle from the Redheads give me a beat.
That's Marga Gomez.
Got a little star.
On the stage at the Folsom Street Fair, we'd like to mention also there is a phone number if you can't come down and pledge in person today. There is an awareness and research phone number. It's 1-800-992-CURE. C-U-R-E.
That is 1-800-992-CURE. And they're also taking Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. This is benefiting the American Foundation for AIDS Research and San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
There are a lot of booths here which will be asking for your support, whether it be to sign petitions or either ask for donations to benefit the people with AIDS. So you should come down and support that. Very important part of what's going on here in San Francisco. There are a lot of different people here tonight. Folsom Street is a very interesting fair. It's colorful. It's a wide street, so it isn't a very crammed together, annoying situation like you'd see at East Street or Grand Avenue. So there's a lot of room to kind of mosey and people watch, and there are some very interesting people. You can go up and visit the Balloon Ladies. They have their own little booth, and it's kind of draped in black plastic. Heaven knows what goes on in there.
So come on down and wear your shorts and T-shirts, dress warm. Even if it's leather, you should still be fine. There's a lot of people on this street today. It's a lot of leather.
Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, Folsom Street is kind of known for its leather.
I mean, as opposed, you know, to the Haight Street Fair, there was just a lot of hair. Here, there's a lot of leather.
Here you have a lot of hair and a lot of leather, actually. A lot of craft fairs. There's a lot of different kinds of food if you're hungry. Everything from barbecue to Mexican to Chinese, it's all here at the Folsom Street Fair. That's Judy Ashman over there.
And you're David Basson.
And we're going to go now to an interview from The Germ with the Blazing Redheads.
Hello, hello. I'm Germ in the studios of KUSF the day before the Folsom Street Fair with Judy of the Blazing Redheads. Have you ever played the Folsom Street Fair before?
Last year was our first year. We opened the street fair.
Yeah.
At noon. We were the first band.
Yeah, well, it was like eight people? No,
no
seven people
seven
in the band?
People, yeah. Yeah. Us, only instrumental. There's no vocals.
And lots of horns and percussion.
Yeah, there's two horns, the alto doubles on flute, two percussionists and a drum set, bass and keyboards.
And piccolo.
Right. Flute, piccolo, and alto. And the tenor player plays flute also.
How many redheads?
None.
No redheads in the Blazing
No
Redheads.
Redheads.
But Henna's on the way?
Yeah, possibly. Herb Cain got wind of us, and he was going to write, put us in his column because he thought it was pretty amusing that none of us had red hair.
So how did you all get together?
We got together it was actually November of 85, and there was a women's jazz group named Swing Shift. They don't play together anymore, but they still get together and do a cappella singing sometimes, and I personally was working with some of them to try to bring this band named Igni Tawanka from Nicaragua. So we booked a Saturday night at La Peña in Berkeley. It was December 14th, 1985. And then it fell through bringing this band, so Swing Shift was looking for another band to share the gig with them. So actually, we had a gig before we had the band. So I called up Michelle, the other percussionist, and asked her, did some of the people that we had done this other backyard, it was a benefit for AIDS that Susan, our current manager, had organized, and she asked me to play with them, and it was the two horn players and the keyboard player and Michelle and a couple other people. So I called Michelle and said, do you think they would want to get together and just do this gig at La Peña? Mm-hmm. So she called everybody. Everybody was home. Seven women
That's
were home
incredible.
In the Bay Area at the same time.
And you all knew each other and had played sort of together.
Each one of us had played with at least one or two of the women in the band in different groups. So we got together, we had three rehearsals, we learned five songs, we did the gig, and it just took off from there. None of us expected to stay together. Yeah. We were just getting together to do this one
That's
night
amazing.
Thing.
That's great.
And it just took off. People were screaming for an encore. We said, we don't have an encore, we don't know any other songs. So it was just, it just kind of took off on its own steam at that point.
And now it's boiling down to a record.
We just recorded our album in August at Bayview Studios in Richmond, and it's going to be released in January on compact disc and
LP.
No vocals.
And you do everything from like Latin,
Latin, funk, blues, a tango, jazz,
and traffic jams. What's in the future of the Blazing Redheads?
Well, hopefully after our album is released, we will be able to go on tour next summer, either to Europe, we're beginning to develop some contacts in Europe, or else a tour around the United States.
Oh, that'd be fun. Europe. They appreciate jazz.
Yeah.
More than Americans almost. Well, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. And, thanks for having me.
I anticipate seeing you if we can see the stage from where we're going to be. I don't know where I'm going to be.
Great.
But I'll be there.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, see ya.
We're all here right now. We're listening to the Blazing Redheads currently on stage and live at the Folsom Street Fair. The broadcast being brought to you by KUSF in San Francisco, commercial free, 90.3.
Thank you.
on Folsom Street, 1190 Folsom. How many of you know
You're listening
favorite?
To the KUSF live broadcast of the fourth annual Folsom Street Fair. Judy Asman to my right.
And David Bassman to my left.
We got some announcements to give you, and we're back to Sister Boom will be coming up as part of the afternoon's entertainment.
Right, and like you just heard the Blazing Redheads. If you want to hear them again live, you can see them at...
I think it's Peña Moai.
In Palo Alto, Saturday, September 26th at 9 p.m. And also on Friday, October 2nd at 9 p.m. at the Dock in Tiburon. And October 10th, Saturday, 12 noon at the Cannery in San Francisco. And I thought they were really hot, and I might just end up heading down to the Cannery on October 10th.
Yeah, they're very good, very good. We should mention also some people who have been helping to keep us going this afternoon.
Oh, who are supplying the fuel?
This
live broadcast of the Folsom Street Fair is being fueled by the people at Hamburger Mary's at Folsom and 12th. Visit their ice cream booth located between 9th and 10th on Folsom, or stop by for a delicious burger.
Okay, it's also being brought to you in part by Reckless Records, located at Haight and Masonic in San Francisco. Some other stuff coming up over at the 7th Street stage. There's, let's see, what time is it now? It's 2:30 almost. Olivier Boulier is supposed to be coming on for about half an hour. From 3 to 3:45, Pride and Joy will be appearing. 3:45 to 4:15, Steve Smith, DJ, will be spinning some records for you. 4:15 to 5 o'clock, Viola Wills will be doing a track date. She'll be singing to some tape music, and I hear she's just great. She's here every year. 5 o'clock to 5:30, DJ Paige Odell. 5:30 to 6 o'clock, DJ Mark Watkins. 6 to 6:30, Donna Rigo. And 6:30 to 7 p.m., Noel Don Juan. That's all taking place down on the corner of 7th and Folsom. Here's a special contest for those of you who are on the fair or listening on the way to the fair. If you find the police vehicle with a KUSF sticker on it at the fair, come to the booth on the Folsom Street east of 9th and be one of the first five people to correctly tell us the location, you'll win a great prize. So take a look. We have a police vehicle out here somewhere. It's got a KUSF sticker on it. We have a booth between 8th and 9th Street. If you find the police vehicle, come to the booth. Tell us where the police vehicle is. You'll win a prize. Keep your eyes peeled for that sticker, your ears tuned to KUSF for more specials throughout our live broadcast of the Folsom Street Fair. Right now we're going to go to an interview we taped a little while ago with the Friends of the Urban Forest.
Hi, well, out on the street at the Folsom Fair again. This is New York Vinny with Ann Weibrow, the San Francisco Friends of the Urban Forest. Ann, tell us a little bit about the Friends of the Urban Forest.
We get out there and plant trees with the community. Our interest is in getting more trees on the streets of San Francisco, and we've been doing it. We've been doing it since 1981. We've got at least some 6,000, maybe 7,000, I can't keep count, trees planted in the sidewalks. We want the city greener.
Now, how do you receive your funding? Through the city, through donations?
We don't.
You don't receive any funding at all? Just how do you get money for trees?
How do we get money for trees? We're a nonprofit organization. So we don't get too very much money. We've got a little bit allotted to us. That I'm not too sure about. Well, I'm one of the volunteers who gets out in the street and helps plant the trees.
Where are some of the places around San Francisco that you've planted trees? Coming from New York, I've noticed that, one of the things I noticed when I got to San Francisco is there wasn't as many trees here as there was in New York. And I thought that that'd be great.
We put in about 6,000, as I said, and throughout the city, I mean from the Tenderloin to Pacific Heights, we put them in. All up and down Geary, we did this about 2 years ago.
So it goes through all different neighborhoods. It's not just particular, like you don't just plant them on Clement or in shopping centers.
We're not selective. We're not selective. We want communities to have trees on their streets.
If somebody knew of a place where they thought that a tree might grow nice, would you possibly help them out to get a tree? Or
definitely. And if they could get more people in their community interested as well, then what we do is we have a street planting. And all neighbors get together, put these in the ground, and we work in harmony with the Department of Public Works, who digs the holes the day before.
Sounds great. How could somebody listening to this contact your organization?
All they have to do is call up Friends of the Urban Forest. We're on 2nd Street here in San Francisco, and our number is 543-5000. Just say, I'm interested in planting a tree.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Ann Weibrow from San Francisco Friends of the Urban Forest. Again, the telephone number, if you're interested in finding out more about Friends of the Urban Forest, is 415-543-5000. This is New York Vinny out on the street at the Folsom Fair for 90.3 KUSF San Francisco.
I'm David Basson. Judy Asman's here. We're broadcasting live from the Folsom Street Fair. In fact, a lot of KUSF DJs are out here. If you'd like to come out and say hi, we're in the corner of Juniper and Folsom, right across, I mean directly across the exit door of Crocker's Lockers.
And right now, let's listen to Sista Boom Percussion Group. This should be really interesting. If you want.
No, I think we're actually going to Ted Cousins. Ted, are you out there? Can you hear me from here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Ted's out on the street. Where are you, Ted, exactly?
I'm at the corner of 10th Street with Phil Slash. Can you read me?
I can read you loud and clear, Ted. You sound great.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of static here. But most of the people I talk to do not want to be interviewed. It's amazing. Excuse me. Would you like to be interviewed?
No problem with that.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, very good. Eric Lounger.
What are you doing here today?
Yeah, I'm just visiting the street fair.
We're talking to KUSF right now. Do you have anything for KUSF listeners?
Yeah, I enjoyed the music, and I hope they stay tuned to the channel.
You're going to stay here all day?
I'll stay here till it ends.
Are you drinking all day?
No, I'm just going to have my legal limit, and then I'm going to leave.
You were you're wearing a Marines T-shirt. Were you in the Marines?
Yeah, I was for a while, 2 years. That's enough.
Okay, back to you, Dave.
Okay, Ted, I think we're ready to go to the stage for Sista Boom. Yeah, okay, let's go to stage. KUSF live broadcast of the Folsom Street Fair. A little percussion from Sista Boom.
Folsom Street Fair is proud to present Sista Boom.